This morning's scripture passage comes from the Gospel of Luke. And this is a story that takes place immediately following those stories that we heard on Christmas Eve and that we heard at the Christmas pageant. It comes following those stories of the angels and the shepherds and the birth of Jesus and Mary and Joseph laying him in the manger. And it's after all of these events have passed that we come to this story. And it's a story that often gets lost in the Christmas commotion. It was just 8 days after the birth of Jesus, and Mary and Joseph take their small infant child to the temple in Jerusalem, as was customary at that time. It's there in the temple where we begin today's scripture reading in Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 35. Let us listen for the word of God. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy God, as we gather this morning, would you open our hearts to hear your word? Open our eyes so that we might see where you are calling us, and open our hands so that we might go out into the world as your disciples. Amen. Every few years, I'll take some time to write down a few of the things that I'd like to do in my life before I die. It's my own bucket list. Just recently, I pulled out a list that I wrote about 5 years ago. And I'm happy to say I checked off some of the major things that were on that list. I got married. I had children. I visited the Inca ruins in Peru. There were also some not so major items that I was able to check off, such as learning how to garden, as well as how to make cheese. But there are even more than that that are still left undone and that I haven't had a chance to check off yet, including writing a book, visiting every continent, and one that made me chuckle, to climb a pretty big mountain. Not sure how tall that is, but the earliest known use of this term bucket list, the sort of list that I created, was actually not that long ago. It's a relatively recent term. The first known usage was in 2004, but it wasn't popularized until the 2007 movie called The Bucket List, which starred Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman, told the story of a dying man who was inspired to rethink his own bucket list and check off some pretty incredible achievements. The term is based on the phrase to kick the bucket, to achieve those things in life that you'd like to do before you kick the bucket. And that phrase goes back for even further. But the idea of setting goals, having accomplishments or dreams to achieve in one's life before passing away, this idea goes back even further than that. Perhaps even we can credit Simeon in today's passage with having a bucket list of his own 2,000 years ago. He too had a hope for what he might see before he died. He was waiting his entire life to meet the promised Messiah. What an incredible experience that must have been for this old man as he cradled that newborn infant in his arms and knew that this was the moment he had been waiting his entire life for, the moment when he encountered God here on earth. I wonder what our own lives might look like if we decided to add that same experience onto our own bucket lists. What if we wrote down, encounter the living Christ, as the top thing that we each sought to do in our lives? For Simeon, putting this at the top of his list meant a lot of waiting. Just as we wait during the season of Advent, Simeon spent his entire life waiting for God to come to him. But then Christmas changed everything. Now it is God waiting for us to come to Christ. Checking an item off of a bucket list takes determination, planning, and putting oneself in the best position to achieve those goals. If we were to actively, intentionally seek to experience the presence of Christ in our daily lives, if we sought to encounter Christ like we might write on our bucket list, how might that change the way we live in our everyday life? There is no cookie-cutter guide to achieving this goal and to meeting Christ in our lives, but there are some places where we can start. The easiest is by simply opening up the Bible. What if instead of viewing this book, as sometimes we might, as what feels more like a textbook maybe or a history book, what if we saw this book instead as a direct way of experiencing, encountering, and meeting Christ? We have a chance to meet Christ every day in this book. All we have to do is open it. Scripture also tells us that we can experience Christ and meet Christ when we're in loving community with others. And what better place to begin than this very community here? What if we saw each and every person that sits next to us in this place, each and every person that we encounter in our lives, as an opportunity to also encounter and experience Christ? We have a chance to meet Jesus, literally meet Jesus, in the people around us, in this community, in our families, and all those we meet in our lives. Finally, Scripture tells us that we encounter God in every person in need that we meet. That just as you did to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did to me. That's what Christ said. What if we viewed those in the world who go hungry or without shelter, who are victimized by violence or injustice, who are marginalized, as people through whom we can directly encounter and serve Christ? We have a chance to meet Jesus every day if we see his face in every single person and care for those in need. We have a chance to meet Jesus every day. As we enter into this new year, and many of us make resolutions, perhaps we might also ponder our bucket lists and those big things that we'd like to achieve in our lives. Perhaps too, like Simeon, we might even decide to put meeting Jesus at the very top of our list. So may we all go out into the world seeking to experience and encounter the living Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.